Jake the Talent.
What's up, dog?
I was watching Scott Pilgrim this weekend, and one of the characters is nicknamed the Talent. Remember that?
Yeah, but you know that I am Scott. Scott Pilgrim is based off of my own life.
That's actually a lie. Don't ever lie to me again.
I'm only going to tell you lies.
We have a big show. Welcome to the show. We talk about digital comics. You know, we're a digital comic company.
We are.
Breaking news.
Mm-hmm. I tried to open up my iPad once, but it just led to disastrous results.
I believe it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about golden oldies, you know, some older books that just got added. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about them.
Yeah. We should. We should talk about them. Discuss
and
them.
We'll read Feel your tweets them. Live to close out the show.
Mm-hmm.
We ran out of time today, so I'm reaching into the Mandy Boo archives.
Mm-hmm.
For
the
tweets.
Yes, the Mandy Boo archives.
The barchives. And who's your in honor of Earth Day? Because Earth Day just happened.
That's right.
Congratulations to the Earth. Another year. What's your favorite superhero with the Earth-based power set?
Man-Thing.
Save it. When we get to it.
Yeah, it's a little late now.
Earth of Doom. What's a book you read this week?
A book that I read. I want to start off with the big book. X-Men versus Avengers. Avengers versus X-Men, whatever you want to call it. It's got a versus twice in it. So, AVX versus.
Yes. Yes.
Do you want to talk about that?
What a book.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was
really, like, I don't know if you out there listened to our interview with...
the Jason Aaron.
Yes, with Mr. Jason Aaron. But he said that this book he wrote in the Marvel method.
Yeah, the Marvel style. Do you know what that is?
It's when you get the art first and then... write it after.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it turned out really, really well.
You know who was the artist on the first half of this book?
Who? You?
Adam Kubert. Yeah.
Every time you say Adam Kubert, I just think of like being in an arcade playing Kubert. And then that Kubert thing's name is Adam, actually.
This book had Iron Man versus Magneto
mm-hmm.
in the first half.
Easy fight. Or so you think.
And then some other guy, Namor versus the Thing, you know, in the background.
Namor is like my favorite. Can water be part of the Earth? Because then Namor is my favorite.
I just realized that I had to tweet your Teddy Roosevelt is the greatest human being who ever lives.
Roosevelt is my favorite superhero based on Earth.
If you want to find out what that joke means, tune in to next week's interview episode, Hitting Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like this issue, AVX, VS?
I really liked it. I thought it was good. I didn't really, like, spoiler alert, don't listen for the next 15 seconds. The Avengers win every time. Didn't like that.
I mean, it's just two fights, and we're only two issues into a 12-issue miniseries.
Yeah, but that means they always win.
Actually, this miniseries itself is six.
So far, they've always won, Avengers.
Two.
That's always. That's all there is right now.
You need to cool out. You need to go in your room right now. I think the next issue will change the pace a bit.
Is that what you think?
That's what I'm thinking.
Hope she's going to come and she's going to poop on everybody.
What happened at the end of... with spoilers. You should just go read it. Now, Magneto was drawing his... power from
he was trying to do what Tony Stark did with the satellites and draw his power from the magnetic fields of different planets, and then he drew his power from one, and then he felt the Phoenix Force go over it and kill everything on the planet, like mass genocide,
right?
And he was like, oh poop.
Snap.
Yeah,
I think he said snap.
I think he said oh snap,
and then
yo.
He snapped his fingers in the camera.
Yeah, and then he bobbed his head a little bit. And he was like, Tony Stark, you got to get out of here. You're in danger, girl.
Now, I thought that they said he was doing this from Pluto. Or Pluto is not... Is Pluto
Pluto's
a planet?
Not a planet anymore.
Okay. Did they mention Pluto in the issue?
No.
Can we get
they
the
mentioned Jupiter.
Was it Jupiter
it
that
was
he was...
Jupiter.
He
yeah.
was... So Jupiter... Or Jupiter's dead.
Jupiter... No. It was another planet. He started pulling from a bunch of different planets. Like, from out in the solar system. Because
Magneto did.
Magneto is, like, the most powerful thing in the entire universe.
That's pretty insane that he can draw power from other planets. I don't remember that ever being on his trading card. It said Magneto, power level 10, can use other planets.
He can like pull all of the, you know, metal elements out of your body. Mm. He could have killed Tony Stark in a second.
But he didn't.
Nope.
In your face.
Shut up. Tell me, what did you... I just stole the big book.
You did steal it from me.
What'd you read?
I didn't read a lot this week. I'll be honest with you. I moved. You know, my mm-hmm. time was occupied. I read another Marvel book.
That's okay.
And everyone rags on me.
It's a big Marvel time.
Everyone
right
rags on me for my Marvel X-Men
they
love.
They rag Morales on you.
They do. I want to take 5 minutes to talk about X-Men Legacy.
Not an AVX tie-in. That's a good thing.
I have an honorable mention, too.
Okay.
X-Men Legacy should be renamed Rogue. It's an amazing... You know, I grew up reading X-Men, and I thought Rogue was super-duper lame.
Mm-hmm.
And this book, we talked about a couple episodes ago, with Wolverine coming onto the team and them having to go to Utopia to fight... what was his name? Can't remember. Purple skin.
Guy.
I think his name was Purple Skin.
Yeah, this, Omega? Kid Omega? No.
No, this issue, these two issues I just caught up, deals with Mimic coming back. Remember Mimic?
Oh, yeah.
He comes back and he has a friend.
Isn't he? I thought he was, like, stuck traveling through the multiverse.
No, he's back. He was. I think he played a part in Siege, or he was on Norman Osborn's team for a while.
Either way, he was on the Dark X-Men, yeah.
Yeah, so he comes back and he has a friend of his, I want to say Omega Man, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, who was originally, I think, Adam X.
Oh, interesting. So his powers, he can absorb powers, and he's been doing this from Mimic, who can, like, mimic. He's not a mutant, but he can kind of usurp people's powers for a period of time. And the character has, like, gotten a drug addiction from this, so where he can't stop doing it, and he needs to, like, consume
Mimic or Omega?
Omega. So he can't stop consuming people's energy. So he's, like, losing control of his powers, and Mimic comes to the X-Men for help. And it's this great stuff where, you know, Mimic is kind of like a bad guy, but Rogue was in the Brotherhood for a period of time, so she can kind of relate. Like, you know, let's give him a chance. Let's see what we can do. The problem is he now has he was stealing Mimic's powers, but he's not a mutant, so it kind of screwed up with his system. So now he's kind of like a ticking time bomb. So he has to release this energy, but when he does, he's going to die, and it's going to blow him up. So they try to plan where Rogue and Mimic help him out and, like, steal her powers and then absorb the energy from him. The problem is it really just replicates the time bomb in them. So now all three of them have a death sentence that they're just going to die in so many hours. So the issue... is, like, over the two issues, is them coming to grips with, this is it for us. We're just going to die in a few hours. And it's, like, these great discussions with the characters on coming to grips with the end of them, Mimic's life being kind of like, I did so many things wrong, and him and Rogue, like, are, like, peas in the pod, and they talk about how they could have done better.
This sounds incredible.
Christos Cage... This guy is a genius. I love everything about X-Men Legacy. And then the Omega character he wants to die. He's tired of putting up with this. He led a terrible life. He's like, yeah. I killed so many people. Just let me die.
He wore a backwards hat. If he was Adam, I'm pretty sure he was Adam X. And if he was Adam X, he wore a backwards hat for a long time.
I remember
time.
That.
Yeah.
I cannot recommend these two issues enough. They're absolutely amazing.
I'm going to read it.
Do it.
You know, if they want to sell more books, they should call it X-Men : Rogue Hot Chick Extreme. But no, not EX, but Xtreme.
Xtreme, yeah, I think you're right. Go get X-Men Legacy right now. Support that book.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
It's a good book.
What honorable mention to Astonishing yeah. X-Men.
I can't wait to see what they do for issue 50.
I know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen.
I can predict it.
If you say North Star is going to die, I will kill you.
I think it's going to be different. I think it's going to be new life. I'm so excited now. Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's another great book. So yeah, another great.
All right. So I'm going to represent the indies here. I read a little book called Rebel Blood.
Did you just make that up?
Yep. No.
Rebel Blood.
Yep.
I'm ready for it.
Okay,
right on.
So it's an image book. It's I read number two. It's kind of a zombie book. So it takes place, like, in this weird zombie apocalypse. Where things aren't quite what they seem, but there are definitely zombies. Like, mm-hmm. And it centers around this guy who's kind of going around, and he is like, all these animals are infected with this thing, and they look gross. They look like they all have like tumors, and they just want to kill everything. So he's like dealing with them, and it jumps the plot jumps around a lot. You learn a little bit about him through like some flashbacks, like he thinks about things, and then you're not quite sure what is happening. Like, it seems like a couple different instances of things happen. Like, mm-hmm. you see what happens if it happened this way, and what happens if it happened in a slightly different way. Because it feels like the same scenes start to play out. So it plays with your mind a little bit, and every once in a while there's like this weird character with like a skull, with like a deer skull face, and who talks to the main character, but it's primarily zombies. So this guy is trying to survive. Like, apparently this zombie apocalypse happened like in a matter of like a night, and all of these people are now, all these animals are like rabid with this whatever this infection is, and the people are getting infected too, but they're not zombies. They just are like, it's almost like the Rage virus, except it mutates them a little bit.
Oh.
But then there's this whole supernatural element that isn't quite clear yet with this guy with a deer head. So it's, jeez. Yeah, it's a strange book. It's very gruesome. It's a very kind of strange take on horror. It's intriguing enough that I'm really like, I'm still in it for sure. I'm interested to see where it goes.
Interesting.
Yeah, but the main character is kind of interesting, and they do a Lord of the Rings thing, which is kind of cool.
Everyone loves Lord of the Rings.
Yes, Lord of the Rings.
They're hot right
and
now.
And zombies. It's almost as good as Star Wars and zombies.
Wow. Star zombies.
I actually got I got a book about Star Wars and
zombies. Is it fan fiction?
No. It's supposed to be canon.
Get the hell out of here.
No, I'm not kidding.
What's it called?
It's called
I'm making this up.
No.
Signed
it's,
by
it's
Jake
called
Weatherman.
It's called Dead Trooper or okay. something like that. Or something like that. I haven't started yet. I just
you know who would
it.
Know about that? Mandy Boo. She's a big Star Wars nut.
Mandy Boo, if you're listening right now.
Call in.
Call in.
Call in to our unknown.
Call in now. I need to know.
We are running out of time.
We are running out of time.
We have a huge meeting.
I'm running out of words.
Moldy Oldies. I'll run through mine real quick.
Kay.
Shocker. It's a Marvel book, everybody. Punisher kills the Marvel Universe.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like a book about Shocker.
No. I had his action figure. Remember the animated series?
Was it quilted?
Well, it looked quilted. He had the worst costume ever. Do you remember this book, Punisher Kills Marvel Universe, back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize Garth Ennis wrote it.
Who else but Garth Ennis would write something like that?
And it was weird because it tricked me. I thought this was like a book that I read in the 80s, but then like Garth Ennis wrote this in the 80s? What's happening right now? The interesting twist in this, it was kind of like a what-if book. But the interesting part, and I'm guessing why Marvel maybe put it out, because there was an Avengers versus X-Men kind of deal with it. Back in the day, the Avengers and X-Men fought kind of in a populated area, and the Castle family were a casualty.
Oh.
And Frank comes in, and he sees this, and he like loses his mind. And that's a piece of why he started going on his rampage, mm-hmm. killing all the heroes. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've been like mulling over reading this. There's also the new Punisher versus the Marvel Universe.
I read that when it first came out.
Yeah.
In the app.
How was that?
It was dark, I think I remember. It was maybe John Paul Leon? Is that the artist? Well, just reminded me of his art style if he didn't do it, but I think it was okay.
Yeah, because and there's Wolverine versus the Marvel Universe. I kind of want to read these, like, one person versus the Marvel Universe.
I think Wolverine loses an arm in that one. Where
and it doesn't regrow?
No.
How does that make sense?
I don't know. It's comics.
Yeah.
What's your moldy oldie?
Nitro and metal bones.
Oh,
that's all I want
to
say.
Oh, God. Get out of here.
Shut up. Moldy Oldie. Okay. So I have a little announcement to make. The new DC app that has been launched today, DC Nation. It's a very all ages app, very kid friendly.
Great.
So I want to talk about a little book that I had read on it, which is actually amazing. Eisner winning book, Tiny Titans.
Big book. Popular.
Big book. For being a little title, Tiny Titans. So basically, this book is it's like short stories. Each issue is actually like has a theme to it, but it's like short stories about like the very like kid versions of the Teen Titans.
I love it.
Like toddler Titans. And I was looking, there's like different things going on in it. They have like a curly hair issue where it's like all the heroes with curly hair. And Jericho is like one of the main ones of that, mm-hmm. which I love. Jericho from Teen Titans. You wouldn't know. I dismiss you.
No, it's Legion. Legion, I don't know about. Remember
that's
I,
not
I,
Legion. That's
I,
Teen
no,
Titans.
I said, I thought, remember, oh, I thought yeah. Nightwing was running Legion, God, Legionnaires. That was a great
I remember that. I actually like tried to forget that, but now you remember it, so I'm going to ridicule you for the rest of the show.
Sorry.
There's a really, really funny issue, though, where it's all Robins. It's all about the Robins. And so it's Dick Grayson who's like the main – who's the main one? We find out that Dick Grayson is actually the main one. And then Tim Drake is there, and then Jason Toddler.
Oh,
it was so adorable.
That's adorable.
It's the most adorable book, and it's amazing. And I actually just read issue 50, which just came out like – last week, I think, or mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago, and they made a big announcement in that. So
it's amazing.
It's an amazing book. It really is. Like it'll brighten your day, no matter how you feel.
I like that app. How it's geared towards kids.
Yeah, I like. I like doing it for the shorties. You know,
tweets of Dim.
Yes, of Boo.
Of Dim. In honor of birthday, Boo. Which hero or villain has the best Earth based power set? You ready for this? Who's your pick?
I already told you it's Man-Thing. I love Man-Thing.
Gray Lily on the Twitter, Poison Ivy.
Oh, that would be my second. Mm-hmm. Third would be Swamp-Thing.
Metal Built Kid, Gutsman from Mega Man.
That's pretty awesome. That's a good choice, and that's comic related. Good job. I applaud you.
Mizell, how about a family affair with Geo-Force and Terra?
I never liked Geo-Force. I do love Terra, but I love to hate her.
Creative Tech on the Twitter. Captain Planet.
Captain Planet's not a comic.
I'm pretty sure there was a Captain
Planet. I don't
think
there was.
Comic.
How would you be able to hear the voice of Martin Sheen coming out of, not Hoggish Greedley, but the other guy?
Plunder. I'm getting all kinds of tweets for Captain Planet. Brozef, Mijder on the Twitter. Agent Future, my guess will be Storm from the X-Men.
What?
BD _ Lawn Monster Swamp Thing. Am I right?
Nobody said Man Thing yet? Really?
Nobody.
Man Thing is the best.
They're trolling you. Photo Club. The original Terra.
You're trolling me. That's what you're doing.
The original Terra will always be my favorite. Mascara, cigarette, and all. Hashtag Earth Day. Gamerblog TV. Another vote for Storm.
Okay.
Here's a good one. @Slim Wolverine.
Expletive, expletive, expletive you.
Gigatoridor, Captain Planet. Another one. We're just getting so many Captain Planet tweets.
What about Captain Caveman? He was very earthy.
No, that actually is not. Swamp Thing, Burgess Samuel.
Oh.
Another one for Storm from Big Chuck 1.
I don't know. Storm has. How does Storm have Earth related powers and not Thor?
Thor has a hammer that controls everything, doesn't he?
Yeah, but Storm has a uterus that controls everything, especially Wakandians.
What a show we just had.
Nice try to ignore that.
What a show. Jake, it's been an honor.
Don't you mean horror?
I did mispronounce horror and said honor.
Good night.
We'll see everybody next week.